Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
1800 938 007, the text and WhatsApp 083 311 3311. We're still getting lots of text in following my conversation with Tracy Hogan, and indeed playing the song from Seamus Doran as well. So many people enjoyed that this morning, and thank you, and lovely to hear from you all. Geraldine joins me now. Good morning to you, Geraldine.
Good morning, Fran.
And good to talk to you today. Sunday was a gorgeous day, Geraldine. You and some of your relatives, and you decided to go to Bunmahan. Tell me what happened, Geraldine.
Well, Fran, we got to Bunmahan. There's a few of us there, and we just sat down right beside the steps, and it was a beautiful day. And the kids then, we had small kids and we had bigger kids, and we all went down. We were taking turns, with four adults. We were taking turns every few minutes, going down and checking on them and the whole lot. We had the children warned just to keep, just don't go in any further than the knee. And so some of the, all the small kids, they were all back up. It was three kids, three cousins. One was my son, TJ, and his little cousin, Katie. Mm. And then there was a little girl called Anna. And we were playing, and Katie actually fell. One of the waves knocked her down. And Katie ran up for me, and my son TJ tried to save Katie, and this riptide pulled the two of them in.
My God.
And then there was a lady named, I am very bad with names, but there was a lady and her son with a boogie board, and she went over to try and save the two kids, and only for the boogie board, the three children were on the boogie board. And then there was a man then, my TJ started shouting, help, help, help. And this man, brave man, total stranger, don't know his name, he actually went over. He got into difficulty. He nearly risked his own life for this. He grabbed TJ and he said he had felt so sorry because he left Katie there as well, but he could only take one. And he kept trying to, they're out at their depths because they couldn't, they're good swimmers, but they were out at their depths. Mm. The wave, this riptide, pulled him right out to the sea, and you couldn't even see him. I will never forget it. I was standing there, and I said, where are they? Can't see him, can't see him. I tell you, I prayed to every saint and everything that I could ever think of to get my son, the children, back safe. And it was horrific. I'll never forget. I feel like crying again. It'd be emotional. And with them people that helped my child, I'm in forever, ever in their debt. I really, really am.
And this is a stranger who you didn't catch his name afterwards?
No, I didn't get his name. Yeah. Because what happened, I didn't realise he was actually, he got cheated and he kept firing him over the waves trying to get him out. Yeah. Because he was a big man and he couldn't even feel the ground and he was getting tired. And I think his sister-in-law was with him and the two of them kind of waited for a while just to kind of get a rest of some kind of a ball or something, I heard afterwards. And my child came in, Katie came in, and literally I thanked everybody around because the people, they were unreal, they really were. They were so good, so helpful, but there was no lifeguard. The Coast Guard was called, and the girl that actually called, the lady that called the Coast Guard, she actually went out into the sea and with the phone, said the Coast Guard is ringing her back. The Coast Guard didn't come unless he came after we were out of the water. There was a lot of kids, a lot of men got into difficulty in that sea. There was no flags, there was no lifeguard. That's the reason why, one of the reasons why I would like to talk.
Right, because of the danger of that area.
The danger, it could have been worse.
And had you, I presume you've gone to Bunmahan.
I was there before. Yeah. I've been there twice now, that's my third time ever being there. I've never ever heard that there was riptides there, never ever noticed, because do you know what I mean? We weren't long enough there. We were only there about 20 minutes and this happened.
My God.
So I just packed up everything. And I was trying to get into the water. I left my daughter. I have a daughter at 60. She's special needs. I had to leave her sitting there and just run with the panic. And I actually forgot about her. I had to get my niece then to go back and sit with her. I'll never forget it.
Oh,
never, ever forget it.
It must have been so frightening for you. Is it, I don't want to upset you, Geraldine, but like, if this gentleman wasn't there,
would they have been dead?
They would have drowned.
He would be dead. I tell you, honestly, I protocol only for those strangers, and I really am forever, ever in their debt. We left in a panic. We went straight to the hospital with our kids, and they were to count. They were okay. They were kept in overnight, just for observation. But like, no, even my small fella, I have a small child. He's 10, and he slept in my bed the night when, and he's, "Mom, mommy, is he going to be okay? Is he going to be okay?" And he couldn't sleep. The kids can't even sleep properly or nothing, all over the fright.
My God. Will you stay with me, Journey, because Elaine joins us as well. Elaine, I think, is your cousin, Journey.
Yeah, she's my cousin, yeah.
Elaine, good morning to you.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm very well indeed, but how are you, more importantly? God, what you've gone through. Incredible.
Oh, God, I'm still shaking from the fright. I don't think it's hit me properly yet, to be honest with you. I think I told Journey this morning it was the first time I actually left a tear out of me, because it was just all so overwhelming how quick it happened and how actually strangers just risked their lives to help us in our time in need, because we were in need, we really were. And I'll never forget them for it, to be honest with you. And your man's name is actually Paul O'Dwyer.
Okay.
And his sister-in-law is Julie.
And do we know where Paul is from?
He's from County Waterford. Do you know something? In the haste of talking, I actually got through to him last night on the phone. In the haste of talking to him, I didn't even ask him where he's from. I was just so thanking him so much for being there for my kid, because if he hadn't been there, it would have been a totally different story. And there's another man that helped us, his name is Manu, and another man, Tyke Buckley, keeps coming up on the comments on Facebook as well, and I just want to tell them all, and are not forgetting little Danny on the buggy board, because he's a brave little man, he's only 10.
Oh my God.
He kept trying to hold Katie up on the buggy board, and I'm not forgetting anyone else that was there, and I'm not mentioning your name, it doesn't mean I'm not thinking of you. That
of course, Elaine.
And I just want to thank them from the bottom of our hearts.
And like Geraldine, Elaine, I mean, you're pretty sure that, I mean, they would be lost. They would have been lost for them.
Oh, 100%. I thought they were gone. I, you know the way, when I ran down, I stood at the edge of the water, and when I looked down, all I could see was sea. I couldn't see no people. I couldn't see nothing. I could see just sea, because they were down in the middle of a wave. And the next minute, I just prayed to everyone above, and I said, "Daddy, please don't do it." I said, "Please leave him with me. I've never asked you for anything in my life, my grandfather and Jesus and everything." And I said, and I looked up, and the next minute, I could see them popping up. It was like they came out of nowhere. And God, I just couldn't. And I see Paul, as I said it earlier on, and I was on Damien Sheeran this morning. I didn't know at the time his name was Paul, but I knew there was a man trying to help my children. And he even said to me last night when I was talking to him on the phone, he said he doesn't know how Katie held on so long, because she was up under the water, over the water, under the water.
And she's only 10, I think, Elaine.
She's only 10, yeah. And I was standing there in the middle of the water with the water up to my chest, and I'm looking out at this happening, and your man is Paul's brother, his brother or brother-in-law, was telling me to go back. He said, "There's enough in difficulty. Go back, go back, go back." He said, "And I can't swim."
I was wanting
to get to her, but I couldn't. She was too far away from me. And I said, "This is it." I said, "It's like even when we laid eyes on them, the situation just went out of control, because there was no one there to help. These men themselves were risking their lives. They were in bother themselves." I mean, Paul even told me last night on the phone, he got tired. He kept trying to throw TJ onwards to try help one and then try help the other. But he said, Katie said, "Will you do me a favour?" He said, "Promise me get back into the water, because you're going to be a great little swimmer." He said, "Sure." "Because how you kept going that long?" He said, I said it to my wife. He said, "I don't know how she kept going so long." He said,
"This is incredible." And Geraldine, was there anything to lead you to believe that, I mean, did the water look angry? I mean, was there anything to lead you to believe there was an issue there?
No. Would you believe it? I've never ever heard tell of a riptide in my life, because I've just go down to the sea. They always, all our kids were always being warned. You stand around the edge, just jump the little waves, never ever go anywhere deep. And they didn't. It was actually, Katie, one of the waves was so strong they came in and knocked her over and ended up pulled her out. And then my son TJ tried to get her. I didn't even know that until the hospital. My 12-year-old tried to save his little cousin. And the two of them, like, it was horrific. The two of them got sucked out, like, as if,
and
you know?
And Elaine, was there, do you go along with Geraldine in terms of, was there flags? Was there any indication?
No, that's why we, to be honest with you, that's why I agreed to go on Damien Tiernan this morning to highlight the fact that there was no lifeguards whatsoever on the beach. There was no flags, red flags to say that it was unsafe to swim there. And also the fact, like, I 100% like understand that the boat, apparently we heard later on yesterday evening, that the lifeboat was on its way and it couldn't launch. But as I said to Paul last night on the phone, I said, there was nothing stopping a lifeguard going out there from a surfboard that could have saved this whole situation from going the way it went. And it would have only taken minutes.
And seemingly what we're hearing is that the lifeguards are not on duty until July and there's difficulties in getting people qualified. But, I mean, there you had an extremely beautiful weekend. It was natural that people were going to flock to places like that. You must be very disappointed with that, are you?
I am. I'm so, you know something, I was, as a mother, from what I'm after going through, and there's no one will ever know, it's the mothers, only Geraldine can relate to what I'm going through right now. You know, I can't fathom for the life of me the amount of people that was on that beach on Sunday, why there wasn't a lifeguard or someone patrolling the lifeguard, the situation, because there was the amount of people on that lifeguard, only for those strangers, and TJ as well, because I have to say about TJ, he's actually went back in for Katie, and he's the one that was screaming from help, and he's the one that Paul heard, and I'm so grateful to
TJ now is Geraldine's boy, who is 12,
boy, and only for Paul. Paul told me only for I heard, he said, him screaming, he said, they were gone, he said. Paul got into difficulty himself, he said, and I'd be a strong enough swimmer, he said, but I got into difficulty myself, he said, because the riptide was so strong, he said. And I put the post up on Facebook yesterday evening thanking Paul and all the lads and for anyone that was involved in it, because, to be honest with you, I didn't want to leave it go unnoticed, and myself and Geraldine agreed that I put it up from us both and from TJ and Katie and everyone. And the amount of people that private messaged me last night about the incidents that happened there on Sunday, my son helped a 7-year-old girl, my son helped a 12-year-old girl, my son helped an 18-year-old woman, my brother helped such a one of my sisters. The amount of messages that I got over the incidents there on Sunday alone, the amount of tragedies that could have happened because of no lifeguard there, I just couldn't fathom why there was no lifeguard there.
Geraldine, it's remarkable there wasn't a tragedy there then, by what I'm hearing.
100%. And even when I got my child safe in the hospital, I even to the nurses. The nurses kept saying to me, look, you haven't been there. She gave me the nurses up in St. Joseph's, I can tell you, and the doctors, they were absolutely amazing. And they gave me a glass of 7.
I've taken that. Relax
there, Geraldine. You got a fright. And he's okay. Look at him there. And I couldn't. I cried and I cried and I cried. Because we could be burying him. We could have been burying our kids. And he's making his confirmation in another 2 weeks' time. I'm looking, like the 8th of July, my little boy will be making his confirmation. I was saying, I've got a picture, like him, in his little confirmation suit, in a coffin. In a coffin, all over no lifeguards, no flags. Because if we had known that that was a danger beach, we wouldn't have brought our kids to it. There's no way. There's loads of beaches around Ireland. And we went there. And we were planning on going to Clonay, then we were planning on going to Stradbally. Because there was four people going, four different families, we're all cousins. We all kind of picked Stradbally. That's why he said to Elaine, we should have went to Clonay, and Elaine said, yeah, we should have gone to Stradbally.
It's easy to look back, I suppose, in hindsight and all that. Now, quite a few people on to us to say that seemingly Bunmahan is notorious for riptides and the like, but you had no idea about that.
I never heard of a riptide in my whole life now. And I'm going around a long time, and I've been in beaches, I've been all over different beaches around the world, and I've never ever heard it.
And Elaine, you're the same. You weren't aware of this, obviously.
No, I was aware years ago that there used to be danger down there, right, years ago, but, like, not now, because I was right up on that beach myself, like.
Were you? You were there quite a bit.
I used to be there quite a bit, and we never had a problem, like, when we were growing up. But this day especially, even the man said he's never seen a riptide like it. Like, there should have been no one swimming in that area at all. And as I said to Damien Tiernan on the phone this morning, we weren't anywhere near the rocks. We weren't anywhere near a cove. We were right in the centre of the beach where mostly people swim, you know. And the amount of people that got into difficulty that day, definitely the beach, that part of the beach where the riptide was, should have been red flagged and closed.
Well, Geraldine and Elaine, I'm glad it worked out well for you, but I'll bet you you must be having nightmares still about what could have gone wrong there.
It doesn't bear thinking about only for those people and the strangers and everyone.
They're never going to a beach again. They don't want to go to beaches anymore. They don't want to. As my Tija said to me last night, "Mommy, my whole life was in front of me. I just seen the whole of my life in front of me." And then it's very hurtful that, do you know what I mean? And I'm very, very proud of those people that actually saved my child.
Absolutely.
There was no lifeguards, no warnings.
Well, listen, we're delighted for TJ and Katie, and we're delighted for yourselves as well. Elaine and Geraldine, thank you so much for coming
on
with us today.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And there's a cautionary tale. If you are going swimming, make sure that it's safe and make sure that there's a flag. And, you know, just don't swim in places where it might be dangerous if you don't know what the story is. 1800-938-007.
Join the conversation in Tipperary. Contact us through Facebook, Twitter, or email tiptoday@tipfm.com. Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Subaru dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.